to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
So good morning, beloveds. And so we are entering into a month of exploring the power of vulnerability, which I think is quite perfect after a month of exploring authenticity, because my experience, and I think the experience of most of us, is that authenticity is the birth of vulnerability. Our topic this morning is the real risk of vulnerability. And I believe it was Erica Jung who said, if you risk nothing, you risk even more. If we are to be our authentic selves, there will be risk. There is risk in this human realm for our human condition all the time, depending on how we define risk. We have professions that are built solely around helping us assess and navigate this whole idea of risk reward. Because we are navigating both the spiritual experience and the human realm. This past week, many of you know, this past week I've been back here in California finishing up all of our packing and loading. And I have been very much aware all week of the vulnerability in this human realm of this activity. Because while we know each other, absolutely know each other in the spiritual realm, and our connection is wholly based in the spiritual, we were drawn to each other. And in this human realm, it is a tremendous risk to let go of everything that I have experienced here, to let go of possessions, to invest a significant amount of financial resources into moving completely across the country. And it's a risk for the community to take a chance on this individual named Reverend Rafe Ellis, who you met and had some experiences with. And I think it's a really perfect platform to really begin to understand how our spiritual connection can supersede the mental thought processes of the risk in the human realm. And I want to invite you this morning to really begin over this next week to explore how you define risk. One of the things that I have done professionally is teach threat assessment. With my background in law enforcement and emergency medicine, threat assessment in this human realm is a thing, and it's a necessary thing, and it can get in the way, because oftentimes what we're assessing through is our old filters. We're assessing with information that is being applied to a current situation that's really not applicable, right? We all have a past. We all have history. And when we try to apply history to the mystery, things get confused. Things get conflated. Things get distorted. And so that's where our spiritual practice comes in. And I think what I have most learned over my time here on planet Earth is that the solution, the comfort zone, if you will, for vulnerability is understanding my spiritual truth. Vulnerability, defined in the dictionary, is a risk of being hurt. Spiritually, nothing can hurt me. Spiritually, I can't even hurt myself. I can limit myself. I can contract myself in reaction to my thoughts. And that's one of the most beautiful parts of our teaching to me, and the simplicity of our teachings. Change your thinking, change your life. And as simple and oftentimes trite as that might sound, because trust me, when we are in the throes of the risk, when our faith is shaken, change your thinking, change your life can sound very trite. There is that place within us that goes, yeah, right. Thanks for that. And no, thank you. Right? And I invite you to embrace that space, to embrace it as fully human, to dive into that experience with the awareness that as you do, the very thoughts that are limiting you will come to your awareness so you know what to shift. And the very wisdom of creation will come to you to inform you of your next steps. Because our intuitive, our infinite intelligence also installed this process within us that knows how to navigate risk. Every living thing that has the ability to scurry away from physical danger does so. Having observed a lot of nature, I have noticed that humans are the only species that seem to argue with that instinct. And perhaps there is information there for us about what thoughts to change. Because it's that argument that increases our risk. So the real risk of vulnerability is living in separation. The real risk of vulnerability is telling ourselves we're not going to be vulnerable. The real risk of vulnerability is a refusal, is an unwillingness to be the divine being, the expression of divinity that we came here to be. And I think the only thing that stops us from being that is our unwillingness to know that. I've sat with a lot of people, and I myself have journeyed through that. And what I've experienced is that when the moment we become willing to really know what our inner call becomes, the firestorm of all of the consciousness that is in the way of that ignites. And all these thoughts compiling in, the whole list of why it won't work, why you can't do it, what other people will think, blah, 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 blah. Right? So congratulations if you've experienced that, and maybe you haven't been accused of this recently or ever, but that makes you quite normal. This human thing that we're doing oftentimes argues with our spirituality, and that's okay. It helps us navigate both. Right? We cannot embrace oneness and ignore or separate our human from our spiritual. We are physical emanations of spirit. It knew exactly what it was doing when it created us as human. It's not a mistake. It's not something to avoid. It's not something to transcend. It is something to embrace as our spiritual embodiment. And so we care for our vehicle. And the analogy that has worked really well for me over the years is to understand that the both and it's, you know, really fresh with me as we get ready to embark on almost a 3,000-mile journey, is that my human self gets to ride in the passenger seat. My spiritual self takes control of the wheel. And all too often, our human self is driving, and our spiritual self is either on the side of the road or locked in the trunk. Okay? And so we get lost on our way. The simple solution: pull over, switch positions, put our spiritual self behind the wheel. I learned a phrase back in practitioner studies: stop, drop, and pray. And so when something bursts into flames in our lives, stop, drop, and pray. And oftentimes our humanness will get in the way of that, especially reaching out and asking for prayer. A couple days ago, I was working on my boat and trying to get it situated, and yanked up on a cord with a really messed up angle, and it felt like everything in my shoulder exploded. And I knew the very first thing to do is stop, drop, and pray, and reach out to the ecclesiastical team of this center and ask for prayer. And immediately, you're the minister, you can't do that, you can't be that vulnerable, you can't let them know you, blah, 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 blah. And 10 seconds later, I was texting, please hold me in prayer for perfect healing, immediate healing. And over the last 48 hours, my shoulder has done whatever it needed to do to repair itself. And this morning, woke up completely pain-free. If we risk nothing, we risk even more. The divine is calling you to be something magnificent. And so I offer you this as a starting place. In the quiet of your own spiritual practice, to ask, what am I to express? Not what am I supposed to do, because doing, you can express your spiritual magnificence anywhere, anytime, doing anything. We, in this human realm, tend to relate our secular jobs to our spiritual, and we limit ourselves. See, if I think the only place I can be my spiritual truth is as a minister, I fail to understand my spiritual truth. Because that same spiritual truth gets to show up when I'm shopping for my groceries. It gets to show up when I'm frustrated because things are taking longer than my humanness thinks they should take. It gets to show up when I start projecting all of the things I'm thinking about myself onto other people and living in the narrative of what they think about me as if I don't already think that about myself. And when we can lean into, oh, this is just part of the process, to understand that ultimately what we risk by being vulnerable is losing all the lies that we have built our life on, that we have built our identity on. And so the greatest risk that I've experienced of vulnerability, the greatest loss that I've experienced, is a loss of the certainty of who I thought I was. A loss of the comfort of this investment, years and years and years of investment in becoming who I thought I was supposed to be, doing what I thought I was supposed to do, building the careers that I thought I was supposed to build, and feeling the mystery of letting go of all of that to find out who I really am. Now, your path may be very different. Finding out who you really are may not require that you give up your profession. You may have started out exactly where you're supposed to be. What I invite you to is an exploration, to a willingness to explore the discomfort of vulnerability, the discomfort of risk, the discomfort of truly living in the mystery. And to do that requires faith. Faith is the substance of the unseen but hoped for. Faith is that knowingness. It is beyond trust. It is a knowingness that no matter what, you can't lose you, because the substance, I love what it says, the substance is the thing itself. And our invitation is to live as God in form. And so when we're in that substance, when our human awareness is aligned with the consciousness of which we are made, amazing things that we can't even imagine happen. you as an emanation of divinity happen. Limitless, boundless, in ways that will literally blow your mind. And yes, in the process, you will have feelings. You will. And some of them you will like, and some of them not so much. Always know that feelings are simply reference points of our human experience. And when we change our thinking, we change our feeling, which changes our urges, which changes our actions, which changes our lives. Let's take this into prayer. And so I know, in every fiber of my being, I know that there is one infinite, ever-present allness, that in the unformed substance, it is no thing. And out of that no thingness, it creates in multiplicity and becomes everything. Always both. Everything surrounded by no thing, expanding itself in the newness of creation over and over and over and over again. I know this substance to be pure love, to be pure abundance, to be infinite intelligence. I know it to be things that in my humanness, I can't even apply words to. And I know that I am that in form, being created out of it, by it, to be it, to experience it, to live in lockstep with it, as it. I must be all that it is. And what is true of me is true of all life. And so I am knowing in this moment for our brother Donald that the divine intelligence, perfect beingness, is expressing itself in his physical being. That divine intelligence guided him to say, I gotta go. And infinite intelligence reached out to check in on his physical well-being. That life is caring for life. And so I speak my word, claiming and affirming that everyone listening to this word, the word of the infinite, is leaning into a greater expression of their individualized divinity, that no two paths are the same, and all paths are so celebrated. I know that life, God, spirit, whatever we call it, is always nudging itself forward to be expressed. And so I speak my word, claiming and affirming that we each, in whatever capacity, whatever role we're in, are listening, and that we risk the vulnerability of feeling to say yes. Over and over again, we say yes to that divine nudge to simply be all that we came here to be. So grateful. Grateful to know that the word spoken is the word fulfilled, that there is no waiting period. And so I know that it is done. Just as quickly as the words are formed in mind before they're even spoken verbally, law says yes and makes it so. And so we release, knowing that this time between the speaking of it and the revealing of it is simply a human element. And we trust that it's already done. And we step into each moment as it comes, looking for the evidence of completion of the word made physical. And so I release, I let go. And I invite you to join me. Own these words as your own, as we say together. And so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.